Well, good morning and welcome to our Monday morning motivational call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. As I say every single time I run this call, you know, when you think about a job and you think about having to go to work, you have a place you have to be. Somebody's expecting you to be there. A lot of people still have to punch in on a time clock, and there's somebody holding you accountable, sort of holding your feet to the fire for your goals and what you have to accomplish. In a Shackley business, we don't have that, and we sell that as a benefit, and it is a benefit, but it also can be a challenge because some folks don't motivate themselves well, and it's also really important to have that accountability and that team support. So that's part of the reason why we come together on Monday and Saturday. We give people two options, and hopefully everybody is able to participate in at least one of them, if not both of them, to give you a chance to stay plugged into your Shackley business. Because when you go to work every day, you're plugged into work, you remember your job, you remember your goals, you remember your activity. But if we don't stay plugged into Shackley every day, we won't remember our goals and we won't stay consistent with our activity. So really important that you stay plugged in and connected. So bravo to all of you for being here. And I just encourage you to keep inviting team members and to keep making sure that your team is aware of the calls as well so that they stay plugged into their goals. Now today we're going to talk about two different things. We're going to talk about really tracking activity and how do you make sure that you're tracking the right activities for the results you're looking for. And then we're also going to do a little bit of a dive into understanding the comp plan. It just depends on which direction everybody wants us to go in and where the conversation takes us. So let's talk first about tracking activity. How many of you actually track your activity first? And then the second part of that question is, what are you deciding to track? So who would like to share?
Hi, Jen, it's Laureen.
Hey there.
Good morning. First of all, thank you for this topic. I think it's awesome. And one of the things I wanted to say about tracking is because I'm not a detail-oriented person, it took me a very long time to exercise this muscle. And it's not that I didn't visually see what was happening every month, but I wasn't really keyed into the exact details. And I would say in the last 7 months, I've really upped my ante with tracking, number one, the week before the beginning of the month, what everybody's goals are moving forward, which you had helped me with, and then working on tracking, you know, their activity and their movement throughout the month. So when we get to the end of the month, we're not all doing the shuffle, basically. So that has been very, very helpful. But the message I really want to get across here is I never really connected with how important it is to put those numbers down, because when you put them down, I can see how everybody kind of lives into it or is moving towards what our goal is and what we set down on paper. So I think for me, what has really transformed my business in the last 6 months is knowing the week before the month is out where everybody's headed the next month. So as you always say, you don't want to be working on the previous month, the first 4 or 5 days of the new month, which has been very helpful.
Very good. So just to sort of recap what you said then, you're tracking numbers. You're just tracking cold, hard numbers of where everybody's PGV is at, where their OV is at, where their personal volume, all of those pieces, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And I agree with you 100%, Laureen. I think it's really, really important. The first thing that I do every single day when I open up my back office, because that's one of my first pieces that I do when I get into my work mode and I'm working, I open up the back office, I open up the business group volume, and I look up that report, and I look at every single leader in the organization and where they're at, and really where they're at in relation to the month and where they're at in relation to the goals. And so I do that on a daily basis because it helps me see who's on track, but it also helps me see who's having consistent volume come into their organization. Because if you wait, let's just say that you've got 200 PV on day one. That could be great, and you could be thinking, okay, great, I'm set up for the month. I'm going to hit my numbers for the month. But then day two, day three, day four, day five, day 10, day 15, day 18, you're still at that same PV level. Well, nothing's happening in the business. There's no volume coming in. And so how then do we expect to reach our numbers if we're not having consistent, steady activity and consistent, steady increases on a daily basis? Now, some of you might say, well, gosh, I get all my volume at the beginning of the month. Well, that's great, but then maybe our goal should be higher so that we can make sure that we're continuing to get volume all month long. That maybe your number for getting volume is 3,000 and you've got 3,000 by the 15th of the month, and then the rest of the month is sort of the icing on the cake. But it's just really important that we have goals, that we have goals that push us, and that we have that consistent volume coming into the business. So who else would like to share something that you are tracking in your business?
Hi, Jennifer. It's Trish.
Hey there.
Hi. So I know we've always been taught to track our numbers and everything, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, and I've had a lot of inconsistency over the years. And so my decision this year was, my word for the year is deliberate growth, that I'm going to be very focused. And I've been using a book that I read basically that talks about the 90-day plan that you've taught us forever. And so I've broken down my year into these 90-day plans, and I do the, you know, looking at the numbers and stuff. And last month, I didn't hit my numbers. I did okay, but I didn't hit my numbers. And it's because for about, I would say, like 8 or 9 days, I didn't even look at my numbers. I didn't work the numbers. And so this month, I've been very, very deliberate about my actions. And ever since Team Up, too, I've been tracking the points and activity. And so, for example, last week, I'd been doing a lot of activity this whole month, and the numbers just weren't there. And my husband, you know, he's my biggest cheerleader, and he says, it's going to go. Something's going to hit. He said, just keep on it. He says, you know, when it's not happening, hit it harder. So we've been hitting and hitting and hitting. And then yesterday we finally, like, caught up with our goals for the month. We actually passed them up. And it was like for a week nothing was happening, even though we were working really hard. And then yesterday he's like, oh, he's like, you already hit your goal for tomorrow. And I said, but that doesn't matter. Maybe I need to up the goals for the week and the month. So we've adjusted our goals to up them a little bit and kind of run for a bigger goal before the month ends. And we've also, we're making a lot of, just a lot of prospecting calls and then also customer follow-up calls. So I just gotten a new tracker in one of my mastermind groups, and it's called the Daily Tracker. And so I'm starting to implement that into the action steps that I need to take in order to make those goals happen.
Fantastic. So what are some of the things that are tracked on that daily tracker, if you don't mind me asking, just so for the group to get them some ideas of some things to track?
Okay, and somebody in my group had shared it. So personal development was just one we should do when it's not income-producing hours. They have workout on here and then strip and shake. Those are non-income producing. Then it gets into inviting 5 new people into our network. So adding names to our list, send out 3 invites, you know, call people and invite them to hear about the business. And then to present the business opportunity, so to do our health and wealth, and then follow-up calls. So sometimes I'll switch my focus on how much follow-up I want to do for the day. Or if I'm, like, having a weird kind of funk, I do better doing follow-up calls first just so that I'm talking to people in my warm market before I'm getting into a cooler market. Sometimes that helps me. And then just making sure I've followed up with everybody that has emailed me back or has messaged me and, you know, or has questions or needs a catalog or whatever they need. And then on here, too, I haven't really done this as well as I'm running social media. They have posts 3 times on social media, and it's not, you know, all Shackley. It's just posting and, you know, seeing if people reach out and they comment or something, and then you can, you know, get into a conversation through Messenger with them. And this one I haven't done either, but it says check in with, like, 1 to 2, like, kind of your mastermind people to kind of say how you're doing or kind of share your wins or your challenges.
Excellent. I think it's a matter of deciding what we want to track, and then whatever you track are sort of the things that you're going to have the growth in. You know, if you hear everybody who's saying, so Trista and Laureen have both shared now that when they've tracked their numbers, that they're actually hitting their numbers, going beyond their numbers. And so it's really important to have that as something that we're looking at. I would also encourage everybody to be looking at sponsoring numbers. You know, how many people are you sponsoring on a monthly basis? You know, we always talk about the 5, 10, 15, 20, that if you bring 5 new people in a month, that you'll be just maintaining. But if you bring in 10 or more a month, you'll be growing. And so having that number of 10 just sort of planted and saying, okay, how can I bring in 10 new people a month? How can I focus on that so that I can have the growth that I'd like to have in my business? It doesn't always happen on that first month that you're trying to focus on getting the 10, but as you track it, you'll find that you begin pushing in some different areas to make sure that by the month end that you get those 10 new people sponsored. So who else would like to share something about tracking? Go ahead. I just heard somebody getting ready to speak, I thought. Okay, well, I'll just ask the question again. Who would like to share something about something that you are tracking in your business and that it's been helping you to track it?
This is Lydia. Tina and I are part of one of the team-up groups together, and we decided to make a tracking sheet and include team bonus earners. So how many folks from our team each month are getting a bonus check? And she says it better, much better than me, but you know, from Eric Worre trainings, the sooner you get your business partners a bonus check, then the higher retention you're going to have for the team members.
So true. So true. Gary Burke, former presidential master coordinator in Shackley, he used to say, once you have 20 bonus earners in your personal group, that's really when you start to hit a really big momentum stage, because you've got a lot of folks who are working to get to director. And I'm not saying that 20 is the right number for everybody's business with where you're at right now in your business, but you definitely want to know who on your team is earning bonuses, and we want to help them earn more bonuses. I mean, this is a business about helping the people on our team succeed. It's not about us. It's about helping the people on our team succeed. And through that, of course, we'll have the success and the growth that we're looking to have as well. So I think Tina Smith, Lydia, is on. Tina, do you want to add anything to what Lydia has said? Because I know that you've got the information from one of the Eric Worre trainings.
No, I think she did a great job. It's just, especially when you look at any successful business, there's something called KPIs or key performance indicators. And so if we're truly saying we're treating our business as a business, you wouldn't have a business without tracking those things. And so I know for myself, that was one of the things that I hadn't kept in my face enough. And when you're wanting to grow a team, making sure that we're focusing on their success. So, yeah, Lydia, I think, did a great job explaining it. It's really important.
It sure is. And you know, let's talk about those key performance indicators. So, you know, one of the things, and you hear me say it all the time, and I just said it a second ago, so I'm going to say it again, really tracking the number of new people coming into your business is absolutely critical. That is one of the key performance indicators that has always been a steady and true number in Shackley. And, you know, I have a lot of people push back on that. You know, a lot of people say, well, gosh, I can't get 10 new people a month, and I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on following up with my customers, or I'm going to, you know, help my customers use more product. Really and truly, in this business, because people don't buy every single month, some people buy once and they never buy again, some people buy once a year, we really need those 10 new people every single month. Now, we're not talking about you personally sponsoring 10 new people. We're saying 10 people coming into your personal group. So if you have some business builders in your personal group that have not promoted to director yet, everyone that they sponsor counts towards your number of 10. If you have no business builders, then yes, it will be the people that you sponsor and perhaps any referrals that you might be able to get from your customer base. But it's about that number 10, and they don't have to be just customers. They don't have to be just business builders. It's a combination of both. We need new customers coming on board and new business builders. And you'll see when you get 10 people every month coming in, the excitement, the questions, people are calling you asking for help. They want to understand the comp plan. They want to get their grand opening launched. They want to, you know, learn about using the products properly. They're, you know, calling you for recipe ideas. The phone rings because people have questions and they're excited. And when you've got the same group of folks, you know, I've talked about resurrecting the dead before. Sometimes it feels like we're resurrecting people, you know, like people who bought 3-4 years ago and haven't bought again. not an easy thing to do and not a fun thing to do. So who else would like to share something about key performance indicators or about the things that you are tracking in your business?
Jennifer, I think the other thing about the key performance indicators, when Lydia and I looked at them, it's very empowering because we're in total control of that. And, you know, you've always told us ever since I've met you about getting new life into your business and new members or distributed into your business. And if you truly track and you're truly honest with yourself, the months that you don't do that, your business is not doing well. The months that you do that, your business is doing well. So the good news about that is it's very powerful because we can control it. So it's, we're not victims. It's, we're not failing because of, you know, something we can't control. It's because we're not getting the new members that we need. So it, for both of us, it was very empowering and positive, and we were very inspired.
And it is inspiring, isn't it? I mean, that we have control of our business. We get to choose how much we grow or don't grow. Now, some people love that, and other people don't like that so much. Some people go, well, gosh, it's easier to blame something, right? And, of course, those folks aren't typically the leaders in the organization if they're blaming other folks for what's happening or not happening in their business. But, you know, I remember when I first heard about the sponsoring numbers, and I heard them from Gary Burke at a January leadership conference out in Chicagoland when he was doing those. And, you know, the very first time he put the numbers up on the screen, I took them home, and I sat there, and I was mulling over them. And at the time, I was homeschooling my kids, and I was an elder at the church, and I kept thinking, oh, gosh, I can't possibly bring 10 people in. And I stopped myself, and I said, well, wait a second. You know, Gary says bring in 10. He didn't just make that up. If there's other people out there bringing in 10, I should be able to figure out a way to bring in 10. And that's when the creative juices started for me, was when I took that step back, and I said, okay, other people are doing it. What do I need to do to make that happen? And what I realized was I just needed enough fishing holes, and I needed an action plan. It sort of goes back to what Laureen was saying earlier. You know, the week before the new month, so we're on this last week of February, so we really should be looking at our goals for March and having a plan of action for March. So having events booked, having the list of names of people I'm going to talk to. Now, yes, do I need to finish February strong? Absolutely. But that plan should have already been done at the end of January, and I should be in the middle of working that plan. So when I take a little bit of time out to look at March's plan, I shouldn't be taking names off of February and saying, oh, well, I didn't call them yet. I'm going to call them in March. No, we still finish our plan for February, but we have a plan in place for March for the fishing holes, for the list of names, for the calls we're going to make, for the people we're inviting to events. You know, we've got a lot happening in the organization. Every Tuesday night, we've got the health and wealth that's going on, plus the business builder meeting following that. We've got the book club on Wednesdays. We've got the calls on Monday. We've got the calls on Saturday. There's a lot of places to plug business builders into. And from a customer perspective, we as a team are really looking at where we're going to fit in some product training as well. So just know that that will be coming back as well. And so we've got a lot of different places. So if there's something that you need to really help your business grow, reach out and ask for it. That's what we are here for as leaders in the team. We, you know, anybody who's been in your leadership upline, we want to help you succeed, and we want to give you what tools you need to be able to go out there and get that sponsoring up. Because truly, when you get 10 new people every single month, you will have explosive growth. I can't say it any other way. I've seen it month after month, year after year within the organization. Everybody who brings in at least 10 or more, there is explosive growth happening within their organization. Now, all of you are on this call this morning because you're here, you want to grow your business. I mean, I can't think of any other reason. Most people don't want to spend Mondays just, you know, listening and chit-chatting. If you want to grow your business, it's about putting that number out there, that 10, and figuring out how you're going to make that happen. So does anybody want to talk a little bit about that? I mean, that to me is one of the most important key performance indicators that we have. Does anybody have any questions around that?
Jennifer, Laureen,
hey.
I have a comment which became very, very clear to me, and I think it's very powerful around tracking. I've had a few people in the business since they are detail-oriented, and tracking is something that they do, you know, all the time in their regular businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happened recently, which is really amazing, is when we're not having the growth and we're tracking the numbers, in my estimation, it indicates that we're top-heavy talking about product and not the business. Because without the multiplication, what have we been taught? Our best customers are our most excited distributors, people that want to build the business, right? And
right.
I think when you see the numbers, because the numbers don't lie,
mm-hmm.
It kind of gives that very clear vision that these business conversations have to happen. And more importantly, it's not even about them having to happen, which they do, but, you know, I am so keyed into the fact that nobody ever calls me. So there are people out there waiting for our call, waiting to have this business conversation, waiting or looking for an opportunity. And when we see the numbers inching, you know, 80 points here, not all of it's important. We need the PGV. But if we don't have people who are multiplying in our business, the numbers, it's a slow crawl, you know. So that's something that came up in my business.
And so true, Laureen. So true. So if you brought in 10 new customers a month, every single month for the year, by the end of the year, you'd have 120 new customers. But that's about addition. That's not about multiplication. If even half of those or even a third or a fourth of those were business builders, that's where the multiplication kicks in, because your business builders are out there finding their people. They're attracting new people. They're talking about the business and the products. And so we really want, when we want explosive growth, yes, it can happen from sponsoring, but the sponsoring piece has to have some distributors in there. So I agree with you 100%. I think at this point within the organization, all of us could increase sponsoring. You know, when I look across the board, I think there's everybody within the team could increase their sponsoring. It's certainly not going to hurt anybody. It's going to help everybody's business. And yes, when we get those business partners on board and get them started on their 90-day plan and really guide them and direct them, that's where you're going to start to have the growth. You're going to start to really see that kick in. And I just have a point. I have a new distributor who signed on board towards the end of January. And we were on the phone on Saturday after the Saturday team call chatting. She's already got her two tickets to the global conference. She's going and she's planning on bringing somebody with her. She wanted to join Team Up but didn't really understand it, so she didn't get on a Team Up team. So we've added her to a Team Up team just to sort of listen in and participate, although not, you know, her points won't count towards the Team Up team. But she's ready to go. She's ready to get moving on her business. She got a bonus check already for the month of February, just signing up at the end of January. And, you know, when you think about getting somebody started and the people that they know and the reach that they have and the sphere of influence they have, We need a lot of those people within our business. And so it's just, I encourage all of you, look for your business partners, talk about the business. So if anybody else would like to add anything about key performance indicators or tracking, please share whatever you'd like to share at this point. We're going to move into talking a little bit about the comp plan, if that's okay with all of you. Unless, of course, you have a comment or a question about the tracking. Okay. Every time I have a conversation about the compensation plan and ask people, you know, do you need help understanding it? Do you feel you have a good handle on the comp plan? Everybody usually says, oh, I've got the comp plan. And then you ask them a question about a rank title, or even maybe they say to you, my goal is to be, let's say, key coordinator. I hear that one a lot. I think part of that's because that's where Shackley gives away that top achiever trip. So a lot of people say, gosh, I'd like to go to Australia, so I want to be a key coordinator. And so we hear about a rank title, and I'll say, okay, well, what does it mean to be a key coordinator? And then people sort of fumble through that. Well, you know, I need, you know, 4 directors, and I need, you know, to have a certain amount of volume. And so we start to dig in, and I just want to make sure that everybody who has a goal down on paper, that you really understand what it means. And so I'm going to just pause here. Does anybody have any comments about that? Does everybody feel like you really understand what the rank is that you're working towards and what it really means in terms of the number of directors and the organizational volume that has to happen? And if you're willing to be vulnerable, if you don't know and you've got a goal that you'd like in your head, we can definitely talk about that.
Jennifer?
It's Laureen.
Yes.
So I think where I used to be very confused and leaned on you and Debbie quite a bit was really understanding what was happening underneath me with side volume. So I just want to point that out because I do completely get it now, but it took me quite a bit of time to get it. So I do get that piece now. I do get what I'm responsible for, but I think that kind of ties into, you know, us understanding that this is not a pyramid. In other words, the side volume is reflective of what our responsibility is outside of building our depth to make the rank advancement, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm.
And what Laureen's talking about, for anybody who maybe doesn't understand, there's a requirement as you're increasing in rank to have volume outside of your largest leg. And so if let's just say, for example, that you've got two master coordinators on your team. So one's doing 100,000 and one's doing 150,000 in volume. And that's their whole team underneath them doing 150,000 and the other one's doing 100,000. Your largest leg would be the master coordinator who's doing 150,000. And so when the rank says OXZ outside of your largest leg, then it's about the volume that you bring to the table outside of that master with 150,000 in volume. And so at the different ranks, there's a certain amount that you need to have outside of your largest leg. And so it's just important to understand that piece. It's important to understand the number of director legs you need. It's important to understand that you need, of course, to have your personal group volume. So there's a number of different pieces that are at play when you're building your organization and you're working for rank changes. And the easiest way to think about this, folks, is to take the volume requirement for whatever the rank title is. So if you want to be a key coordinator, the rank title has 50,000 in organizational volume. Just divide that by 2,000, I should say, because most directors, when they're new, do 2,000 in personal group volume when they're first getting started. They'll increase and they'll work to grow that, but most start out at 2,000. So in order to be a key coordinator, you need 25 directors, roughly, and that would include yourself. So your volume plus the volume of 24 other director teams, and you need at least four legs, so four organizations, so to speak, that are building. Now, if that doesn't make sense, please, please, please reach out to your upline business partner. You can ask here. I know sometimes people feel vulnerable and uncomfortable asking on a call like this, but you're more than welcome to ask here if that doesn't make sense. Or if you have questions specifically related to the comp plan, you are more than welcome to ask them here.
Jennifer, could you expound on what you meant when you said 25 directors and four legs building?
Yes. So when you think of when you look at the requirements on any of the Shackley sheets or in the back office in the PNR and you understand the comp plan, it says to be a key coordinator, you need 50,000 in organizational volume, and it says you need four legs. So a leg is a director at the top who could have a bunch of directors underneath them. And in the case of needing to get to key coordinator, you're probably not going to have 25 directors that are all frontline to you. That would be a heck of a lot of top spinning, and it would be the wrong way, technically, really, to build this business, because this business is about building depth. So, for example, Tina, the goal for me would be for you to be a director with directors underneath you and directors underneath them and directors underneath them and directors underneath them. That's the depth. And so you, at the very top, since you're front line to me, you would be one of the legs needed. And then you'd have another leg. That would be, another leg of that's got directors underneath them. So you need at least four director legs. You don't need what you need to have in order to – hang on a second here. We've got some noise in the background. So we've got at least four director legs is what you would need to be at that rank of key coordinator. So I don't know if that just made sense. Tina, I'll let you ask another question around that, since that probably was a little bit confusing, since we don't have paper to draw it all out.
No, that made total sense. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding what it meant. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And so for each of the different ranks, there's always a leg requirement. And then just remember to take the organizational volume and divide that by 2,000, and that would be the number of directors that you would approximately need within that group. Now, we can talk about comp plan anytime that you want to. I just want to make sure that folks are aware of what they're shooting for and the direction they're moving in. So please, please, please reach out and ask those questions. Thanks for everybody for participating on the call today. I hope that you got some nugget as far as tracking and your activity level and really focusing on those key performance indicators, making sure that you've got the things that you want to move forward in, that you're tracking those in your business. So have a fabulous Shackley day, and we will talk to you same time, same place next Monday. Goodbye, everybody.